Hello. Welcome to Options Talk with OIC. I'm Joe Burgoyne, Director of Retail Marketing for the Options Industry Council, and I'll be your host for this podcast series. OIC was created in 1992 to educate investors and their financial advisors about the benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. We offer a variety of resources to those interested in learning more about options, including live seminars, webcasts, and podcasts. Here are a couple ways to stay in touch. You can become a fan of OIC on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at options_EDU, and join our group OIC on LinkedIn. As you progress as an options investor, you will naturally begin to wonder about which strategies will give you the best advantage. Of course, it does really depend on your own personal objectives and risk tolerance, but nevertheless, you will begin to compare and contrast. Something that may have come to mind is whether it is better to buy a call or sell a put. Today, we're going to talk about this very topic. But before we get started, let me state that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting www.optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. To keep things simple, commissions, fees, margin interest, and taxes have not been included in the examples used in this podcast. These costs will impact the outcome of all stock and option transactions and must be considered prior to entering into any transactions. Consult your tax advisor about any potential tax consequences. None of the information presented in this podcast should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. So let's introduce our guest for today's topic. What's better, buying calls or selling puts? We've got Bo Nobel, an OIC instructor. Bo, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here, Joe. Thank you.
Now, Bo, what's your background in the options industry?
My background started in 1981. I was a clerk on the American Stock Exchange, where I learned how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide fractions in my head. And I think I got that down pretty well within the year. Proceeded to open my own company, brought my brother into the company, and we had an exchange presence both on the American and the Philadelphia Exchange, and stayed there until 2004.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here. And from OIC's call center, we've got Jeff Huddleston, a senior specialist of investor services at the Options Clearing Corporation. Hi, Jeff. What do you do over at the OCC?
Well, I've been with the OCC for 22 years now, Joe. 10 of those years, or the last 10 years anyway, I've been in the call center where we answer investors' calls, we answer investors' emails, and we recently started chat, so we answer chat messages throughout the day.
Thank you both for being here today. Let's get right to it. Before we talk about which is better, let's review the fundamentals of buying a call and selling a put. Jeff, you want to start with the call buying side?
Sure. Buying a call is a bullish position where an investor is looking for the underlying asset to go up. The investor pays a premium, and if the stock goes up, theoretically they should make money, and when you purchase a call, the most you're risking is the amount you pay for that, or the premium.
Well, that seems easy enough to understand. Bo, how about selling the puts?
Selling a put is also a bullish position. So like buying a call, the investor is looking for the underlying instrument to go up. But unlike buying a call, an investor receives money or a credit rather than pays money to take the position on.
Well, that sounds like a big difference. So the call buyer pays money, the put seller takes in money. Are the payoffs the same or different if the investor is right with either of these positions? Jeff?
Well, there's a huge potential difference in the payoffs. And, you know, I'll take the call side. When you buy an option on our favorite company, XYZ, theoretically, your reward is unlimited, and the most you can lose is the cost of the option. At expiration, you then have two choices if your option is in the money. You can either sell your option, or you can exercise your right to buy the stock at the strike price of the option.
Good example, Jeff. Now, Bo, do you want to take us through the potential rewards of a put seller?
The put seller takes in the credit or receives money for selling the put. If the investor is correct with the position, the investor keeps the amount of money he received when he sold the put. Let's think of it this way. When a customer sells a put, they're handed a payout on the bet. It's up to them to manage and keep the reward. A call buyer has to manage and make back that money. Both trades are active, but with put selling, most reactions result in giving up some of the rewards.
All right, so the payoffs are dramatically different with these two strategies. What about the differences in risk? Jeff, you want to talk a little bit about the risk profile of each position?
Sure. I'm glad you asked this question because I think it's more important for people to understand the risk profile than it is for them to understand the reward side of the equation. These profiles can be very different. When you buy a call, Options 101 reminds us that you can only lose the amount you pay for an option. And as we said earlier, the investor pays to own a call. So whether one pays 50 cents or $50, that's the maximum amount of risk that the investor is taking or their potential loss.
Right.
You also have to remember, each call gives the investor the opportunity to buy 100 shares at the strike price they are long. That's where the leverage comes in. Selling a put is almost the exact opposite risk profile. When selling a put, the investor takes in money. That's great, but selling the put brings with it obligations.
Okay, I'm going to focus on those obligations, and I'm going to go back to you, Jeff.
Okay.
Tell me about the risks in selling those puts.
Sure. Well, like we said, when you buy an option, your risk is limited to the cost of the option, and your reward is unlimited. Whenever you sell an option, whether it be a call or a put, the most you can make is a premium you receive when you sell that option. The risk of selling a put is that the stock can go to zero. So if you're short a $40 strike, you're on the hook for a lot of money if the stock goes to zero.
If the stock goes to zero, what's the value of that?
Well, the value of that put is $4,000. So you are on the hook for $4,000.
So you could theoretically sell it for a couple dollars and it could go to $40 and you're short.
Correct. And you owe that money when assigned.
Okay.
And that would be your nightmare scenario. And it does happen where stocks are looking perfectly fine one day, and the next day they stop trading, they move to the pink sheets, and at some point they declare bankruptcy. And if you're short that put option, you can be on the line for a lot of money.
All right. Well, nice job laying out that side of the scenario. Now, Bo, how would you answer the question to today's podcast? What's better, buying calls or selling the puts?
I guess as a newer and novice investor, my answer is buying a call. There seems to be a natural inclination or correlation to thinking an investment is going to go up when the stock goes up. Conversely, with a put, there seems to be a disconnect. Puts trade in reverse or opposite to the stock.
And that does confuse a lot of investors.
And it does. Again, we're talking about new or novice investors at this point. When you start to contextualize options, this does find a place. The blocks fit in, the gears start to turn, and it does work. But as a new investor, just make it a little simpler. Go with the natural inclination of the equity option, and it's a much more natural, much more progressive way to learn the product. But let's look at it like this. I can only speculate why, but puts, like we said, are really a professional tool. To me, it's the classic Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers story. Not only does Ms. Rogers have to dance with one of the greatest hoofers of all times, but she has to do it in reverse. She does it backwards. So with puts, the first reaction by a professional trader is to protect his downside position with buying puts, or at the very least, or very worst, raise the offers so they become unbuyable. So this causes put volatility to spike very fast and very hard. It's not in the nature of a new or a novice or even a casual customer to be so aggressive that covering these puts are possible. The result is a classic deer in the headlights. So, put selling is a grin and bear it trading position. What I mean to say is that the investor has to make his bet and then sleep in it. There is very little or nothing to do when the market affects the position positively. Of course, it can roll, hedge, or close, but normally a put seller sweats expiration. Call buying is a much more active position. If a customer buys and holds, there's a lot of missed opportunity. It's to the customer's advantage to hedge the highs and cover the lows. This can be done with equities or options. Not doing this leaves a lot of chips on the table.
Well, that's a lot of information, Bo, and a lot for the investor to grasp. You know, am I more comfortable buying the call or selling the put? And I think you both laid it out pretty well. Now, before we close, is there anything else you'd like to add, Jeff?
Well, you know, Bo did a great job explaining why one would consider buying calls versus selling puts. And, you know, I just kind of feel that it's my job to speak for the selling puts side of this. We buy stock every day. Investors buy stock every day. They do their due diligence and they decide they like XYZ at this price. And my thoughts for selling puts is it's a great way of entering a limit order. You are going to buy that stock. You are going to buy it at the strike price of that option, less the price of the premium received when you sell it, if you're assigned. If the stock goes up, your put expires worthless. You get to keep the premium. Stock goes down, you're assigned. You now own a company that hopefully you feel comfortable owning. But you certainly don't want to sell puts on stocks that you worry about what they're going to do from one market close to the next market open. So there's really nothing, in my opinion, if you're comfortable with owning the stock, then selling the put's not a bad way to go.
Okay. And Bo, anything to wrap us up with?
Before I wrap up, I just want to comment on something Jeff said. Clearly, there's a lot of opportunity with spreading, with hedging, with using options as an appropriate tool to your portfolio. But I think the same can be done with a vertical spread. The same can be done with a calendar spread. The same can be done by minimizing or at least reducing your risk tolerance or risk exposure. So spend some time. Take a look at some of the opportunities. Take a look at some of the strategies and pick the one that fits you. It's a wide spectrum. There are people out there that do like to sell premium. It's a very comfortable, natural position for them. There are others that don't do that. So just find out where your trading strengths are, stick to them, and have some fun.
Good stuff, Bo. And you mentioned the vertical spreads, the calendar spreads. We've got podcasts at Options Talk with OIC on both those topics. So don't forget to go back in the archives and check them out as well. I'd like to thank Bo and Jeff for coming by on the show today. Really appreciate you being here and offering your expertise. Bo is an OIC instructor, so be sure to keep an eye out for him on the seminar circuit. And if you ever want to talk to Jeff or any of his knowledgeable staff of colleagues about options-related questions, they're available Monday through Friday at 1-888-OPTIONS. Don't forget to check out our website at www.optionseducation.org. There's plenty there to assist you in learning more about options. And we are always looking for your feedback on the show. So email us at options@theocc.com. Lastly, don't forget the social links we provided at the beginning of our show. You can join us at LinkedIn, become a fan on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening, and remember, a little options education goes a long way.